From the Cyber Hub bunker in studio, you're tuning in to the Cyber Hub podcast. And now for your host and CISO, James Azar.
Good morning, security gang. Welcome to another episode of the Cyber Hub podcast. I hope everyone is doing well this morning, Thursday, April 4th, 2024, 4-4-2024. And if you add the 2 and the 2, you get another 4. So it's 4-4-4-4-4. Four fours on today. Huh? Didn't think about that, did you? Well, that's what I'm here to do. Do those weird calculations for all of y'all. We've got a packed show for all y'all this morning. Again, obviously outside of the studio of, you know, it's interesting, the life of a practitioner. Your schedules are constantly changing, the sacrifices you have to make, being away from family, friends, and your life in order to do the work that many of us do. And while many of it can be remote, some of it is much more better. It's much better and in person for that. So without further ado, we've got a busy show today. We've got a lot to talk about, including Microsoft getting scathed by multiple federal reports, as well as kind of, is Microsoft losing its edge? Have they become too big? Something to wonder about on today's show, and a whole bunch of other stuff, including how is it with all everything we know about China, China's foothold of technology in this country continues to grow. Are we blind to what's going on? So let's get into that. Go check out our Substack, jamesazar.substack.com. Subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform. And now, while traveling, my Celsius instead of my double espresso. Coffee cup cheers, y'all. It's easier. It's easier. I don't like cold espresso, by the way. Someone commented yesterday, why don't you drink cold espressos? I don't like cold espressos. Espressos are drunk in 8 to 10 minutes. That's kind of the rule of thumb. It's called an espresso meeting for a reason. All right, let's go ahead and kick off with Microsoft getting a scathing review by a Biden administration-appointed review board, issuing a report on Tuesday saying a cascade of errors by the tech giant led to state-backed Chinese cyber operators break in the email accounts of senior U.S. officials, including Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. The Cyber Safety Review Board, created in 2021 by executive order, described shoddy cybersecurity practices, a lax corporate culture, and a lack of sincerity about the company's knowledge of the targeted breach, which affected multiple U.S. agencies that deal with China. Now, I'm just going to point out that the government is scathing Microsoft for its lack of sincerity. Let the hypocrisy sit in there for a moment, folks. The panel said the intrusion, which was discovered in June by the State Department and dated back to May, was preventable and should have never occurred, blaming its success on a cascade of avoidable errors. What's more, the board said Microsoft still doesn't know how they got in. The panel made sweeping recommendations, including urging Microsoft to put on hold adding features to its cloud computing environment until substantial security improvements have been made. It said Microsoft CEO and board should institute rapid cultural changes, including publicly sharing a plan with specific timelines to make fundamental security-focused reforms across the company and its full suite of products. Microsoft said it appreciated the board's investigation and would continue to harden all of our systems against attacks and implement even more robust sensors and logs to help us detect and repel the cyber armies of our adversaries. So what we're asking Microsoft, what the government is asking Microsoft to do as a private company, is establish a robust cybersecurity plan against a country that in its charter, the Chinese charter, is to overtake America and steal everything from America. The board, which was convened by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in August, accused Microsoft of making inaccurate public statements about the incident, including issuing a statement saying it believed it had determined the likely root cause of the intrusion, when in fact it still has not. Microsoft did not update that misleading blog post published in September until mid-March, after the board repeatedly asked if it planned to issue a correction. Separately, the board expressed concern about a separate hack disclosed by Microsoft in January, this one of the email accounts, including those of senior Microsoft officials, being hacked. So the China hack, which was initially disclosed in July by Microsoft in a blog post carried out by a group called Storm0558, that same group, the panel noted, has been engaged in similar intrusions and targeting companies including Google, Yahoo, Adobe, Dow Chemical, and Morgan Stanley. They're nation-state actors, and our government is scathing Microsoft after being attacked by nation state actors. That's just wow. There's still that. Well, the Cyber Review Board also, Bleeping Computer, has that. They still don't know how the Chinese were able to actually get in and do and actually do the hack that they did. Some said that it was an Azure signing key. Others have concluded that it was something a little bit more, backdoored. The question is, what is it? And is that the case? That part is still not clear on Microsoft's end, and Microsoft may not want to share it. By the way, it could be something that's going to take them a while to patch, and for national security reasons, they don't want to share it. That could also be a thing. So, just saying, like, we've got to take this at face value. The fact that the government calls Microsoft insincere is actually pretty hilarious, coming from the most insincere people on the planet. Most of these people that work in government are just that. So Microsoft having to obviously deal with this, and apparently they've also got to fight China on their own. You know, nothing in this review said that China should work more with the government and CISA and NSA to bolster. If the government's going to use Microsoft products, then the government should be actively working with Microsoft to ensure those products are secure. How about the government should be sanctioning China for hacking Microsoft to get access to the government? We're scathing the victim of a nation state attack. New York, how dare you let planes go into the Twin Towers on 9/11? That's the comparison here. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's literally the comparison here. It's your fault, New York. It's your fault for being so vibrant, so amazing, so great that happened. And Microsoft, for their end, building an unbelievable security suite. Does it have failures? Absolutely. Is it perfect? For sure not. But are they dealing with a well-armed, well-trained nation-state adversary that's constantly targeting them? And yet our government, instead of saying to China, hey, cut it out or else, we're going to the victim, to the company that's creating tens of thousands of U.S. jobs and scathing them for it. Yeah, call me unimpressed. Call the Cyber Review Board that Biden put together in 2021 by executive order as just an absolute waste of taxpayer money. Because the review board here, what it should have said is, we've worked with Microsoft to investigate this. We lent them a hand. We understand how the Chinese did this. And we're going to take action against the criminals and the Chinese government for doing what they did, targeting the U.S. government by leveraging Microsoft. That should have been the approach. It's not, and it's disgusting. And if you wonder why there's burnout in cyber, that's why. That's absolutely why. Our priorities are jacked in more ways than one can imagine. We've got more. I've ranted enough on this story this morning. It's really gotten me. It's got under my skin as I was reading it and getting ready for the show. So you got the raw emotion of it. Jackson County, Missouri is in a state of emergency after a ransomware attack took down some of the county services on Tuesday. Jackson County's confirmed the ransomware attack was responsible for the disruption of several county services today. The assessment collection and recorder of deeds offices at all county locations will likely be closed until the end of the week. So that's another municipal major county that is a victim of another ransomware attack. A Chilean data center and hosting provider, IX Metro Powerhouse, has suffered a cyber attack at the hands of a new ransomware gang known as Sexy. They're taking ESXi and they've reversed the S and the E, and that's how they came up with it, which encrypted the company's VMware ESXi servers and backups. Powerhouse is a data center hosting an interconnectivity company with locations in the USA, South America, and Europe. On Monday, Powerhouse's Chile division, IX Metro, warned customers that it suffered a ransomware attack early Saturday morning that encrypted some of the company's VMware ESXi servers that are used to host virtual private servers for customers. Customers hosting their websites or services on these servers are currently down as the company attempts to restore terabytes worth of data from backups. In the latest update, they've apologized to customers, warning it may not be possible to restore servers as the backups have also been encrypted. Powerhouse CEO said that the ransomware gang demanded 2 bitcoins per victim, which would equal to nearly $140 million. That's been the initial ask. For VPS customers impacted by the attack who still have their website content, the company is offering to set up a new VPS so customers can bring their sites back online. So who is this sexy ransomware group? The known attacks by the threat actors have been targeting the VMware ESXi servers so far, and the ransomware operator is called Sexy, which is their wordplay on ESXi, and that's how they encrypt the files. However, a sample of the encryptor has not been found as of yet. It's possible they're targeting Windows devices as well. As for the infrastructure of the ransomware operation, nothing really special about it. All in all, something to keep an eye on for everyone out there. Ivanti has fixed multiple security vulnerabilities impacting Connect Secure and Policy Secure gateways. The highest severity flaw, CVE-2024-21894, an unauthenticated attacker could exploit this to gain remote code execution and trigger denial of service states on unpatched appliances and low complexity attacks that don't require user interaction. Several other CVEs have been patched, CVE-2024-22052, 22053, and 22023, all have now been resolved. If you're still an Ivanti customer and you're a brave soul, you may want to get those updated. An updated version of the Rhodomontathy malware as a service is being deployed against oil and gas companies using an effective new lure that's garnering quite an amount of success. CoFence has been tracking the campaign, which uses emails and a PDF file disguised as communications from the Federal Bureau of Transportation, according to a newsflash from the email security announcement. That bureau does not exist, and maybe a mashup of the Department of Transportation and the Bureau of Transportation Statistics could be. It's not clear as to why this specific sector is being targeted, but the campaign in its current form could be relevant in most sectors if threat actors decided to change targets. And if you ask yourself why, threat actors are obviously, they've got the financial side to it, and it's an election year. So if they shut down a refinery through something that would increase the cost of fuel, obviously that would create some supply chain issues. And so you can obviously see why they would do something along that nature. And an analysis conducted by Forescout is showing that the number of Chinese manufactured devices present in U.S. networks has only been increasing over the past year, despite many efforts to prevent the use of such products due to many, many, many security concerns. Over the past year, the U.S. government has taken action to reduce potential risks posed by the use of products made in China, banning the sales of communication equipment and allocating significant amount of money to help organizations replace Chinese gears in their network. A recent executive order focusing on cybersecurity of U.S. ports highlighted the risk associated with the use of Chinese cranes, with other initiatives targeting energy storage batteries and cars made in China. Despite the effort, Forescout's analysis found that the number of China-made devices in U.S. networks has increased more than 40% in the past year, from 185,000 in February of 2023 to nearly 300,000 in February of 2024. To 300,000 devices come from 473 different manufacturers. This represents close to 4% of the total number of 7.5 million U.S. located devices currently in Forescout's repository of connected enterprise devices, which includes data on 19 million IT, IoT, OT, and IoMT products from its customers' network. Roughly 88% of the Chinese manufactured devices located in the U.S. are IT products, followed by IoT at 9, OT at 2, and IoMT at 1. A vast majority are computers, followed by mobile devices, surveillance products, and so much more. Obviously, drones being produced by China is a big one. Forescout saw an increase from 10,000 China-made devices to 20,000 in the U.K. over the past year. So they're seeing a lot of increase with still cheap Chinese products coming into the network. Part of that is because it's really hard to recreate these products, and set up manufacturing takes time. And so I take this at a grain of salt. Again, I think that in 4 years, if you know, when we do the show and we look at these numbers, in a year from now, those numbers are going to be down. And then 2 years from now, lower and lower and lower. And China's well aware of that, folks, very well aware of that. Singapore is leaving a lot of countries in the dust when it comes to cybersecurity preparedness. They've actually issued a kind of cyber essential certification program for businesses there. And those include certifications in five different categories of national cybersecurity standards, like assets, secure slash protect, update, backup, and respond. They did a survey and pulled 2,036 small, medium, and large organizations across 23 different sectors. And the results were fairly effective, showing that nearly 70% of them were 80% of them, sorry, were doing really, really well. And we're actually practicing good cybersecurity hygiene. The bad news came is that also 80% of them experienced a cybersecurity incident. Not 80% of them had good hygiene. That number is different. 99% of those businesses experienced a business impact, with the most common being business disruption, data loss, and reputational damage. So pretty interesting stuff out of Singapore there. And lo and behold, AT&T, who earlier this week disclosed that the 73 million records that were found on the dark web actually were part of a data breach. And I know they used the word massive here. It's not massive. We've seen massive data breaches. Equifax, Marriott, I can give you a whole bunch. This is not massive. This is an average data breach for 2024. It's not massive. Apparently, Morgan & Morgan has filed a class action lawsuit among the 10 lawsuits filed against AT&T, representing various plaintiffs against the company for this AT&T large multi-billion dollar organization. And you know how you see those ads for people who, from lawyers who go, if you've been hurt in a car accident, call me. Well, then there's similar people. They don't have ads on TV yet. If you've been hacked, call me and I'll get you money from the company. This is happening here as well. So there's that. Show ran over a little bit because I ranted over the Microsoft Cyber Review Board thing, and I apologize. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let me know what you think about that, by the way, in the comments below. And definitely tune in. We'll be back on Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern, with all the latest and greatest. Have a great weekend, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. And most importantly, stay cyber safe.
We love feedback, so make sure to connect with us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform.